When it comes to alimony, people have a lot to say.
A wife of 14 years divorced me back in 1995, and for an unknown reason, permanent alimony was awarded, and I've been paying it ever since and fighting.
That's retired cardiologist Stephen Shane speaking in favor of the bill. Many people who pay alimony, up to a lifetime of it in Florida, believe the system is broken and in need of repair. They feel wronged by judges and say it's hard to move forward with new relationships after bitter divorces when they're still tied financially to their former spouses. But there's another side. Those who oppose the bill, like Shelley Lehman, a single mom who was granted alimony by the courts. She says her ex-husband is $225,000 behind in alimony payments.
He also committed adultery, so I had no choice after 18 years. So I was stuck raising our children by myself, and now I am in destitute. I am on food stamps, and I tried to get a job. I'm a college graduate. I graduated from Tulane University, I have a political science that doesn't get you anywhere at 56 nowadays.
This year's alimony reform bill is backed by Republican Representative Colleen Burton of Lakeland. It eliminates permanent alimony, and it puts a formula in place for courts to use in making alimony awards. It also allows the courts to consider cohabitation and retirement as factors in requests for alimony reductions. And Burton highlights another point.
Most recently in committee, the question was asked, if somebody is making $10 an hour and they get a raise to $11 an hour, does that automatically reduce the alimony payment? It does not do that. What the bill does, it provides a change in circumstance if the obligee receives 10% above the income, the actual income that was imputed to them during the initial agreement.
But longtime lobbyist Barbara Devane with the Florida National Organization for Women disagrees with Burton's interpretation on what the bill says about how pay raises factor into alimony considerations.
And my copy of the bill does say that if a woman is making $10 an hour, she gets a $1 an hour raise, that there will be cause for the husband, usually it's the man, ex-husband, to take her back to court.
Meanwhile, the family law section of the Florida Bar is now in support of Burton's version of the bill. The bar's Joe Hunt says it will provide predictability in outcome.
You can get a different outcome in a case in Miami versus one in Jacksonville. Is that fair to the citizens of Florida when essentially the set of facts are the same? Because there's too much discretion in the alimony, and this provides guidelines that are well overdue.
Previous votes on alimony reform usually fall on party lines, with Republicans in support and Democrats against. But Representative Jared Moskowitz, a Democrat, has backed the bill for years.
I want to give you a different side. That's the side of a child of divorce, which I was. And the reason I've supported this bill for 3 years is because I believe an indefinite financial relationship between two parents have decided no longer to be married is bad for the children, and I experienced that.
The alimony bill received an affirmative vote in its last House committee stop, and it now heads to the chamber floor. But the companion measure in the Senate by Senator Kelly Stargell is still awaiting its first hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.